Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. Do you really mean that?
So in other words, I'd start half a second late.
Don't you think you really want to say July over the snow? Isn't that the fun of it?
If you can make it almost when that shot disappears, it'll make my...
I think it's so nice that you see a snow-covered field and say every July peas grow there. We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. We aren't even in the fields, you see.
Yeah, we aren't.
We're talking about them growing and she's picked them.
Yeah.
What?
In July.
I don't understand you then. What must be over for July?
When we get out of that snowy field.
When I was out, we were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas when I said in July.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, always. I'm always past that.
You are?
Yes. Well, that's about where I say in July.
Can you emphasize a bit in July?
Why? That doesn't make any sense. Sorry. There's no known way of saying an English sentence in which you begin a sentence with in and emphasize it. Get me a jury and show me how you can say in July and I'll go down on you. That's just idiotic, if you'll forgive me by saying so. That's just stupid. In July. I'd love to know how you emphasize in and in July. Impossible. Meaningless.
I think all they were thinking about was that they didn't want to...
He isn't thinking.
Wilson, can we just do one last...
Yeah?
And it was my fault. I said in July. If you can leave every July...
You didn't say it. He said it. Your friend. Every July?
So after the show.
No, you don't really mean every July.
It is.
But that's bad copy. It's in July. Of course it's every July. Too much directing around here. Norway. Fish fingers, Findus, Norway. We know a certain fjord in Norway near where the cod gather in great shoals. There, Jan Stangeland.
Fraction more on that shoals thing, because you roll it around very nicely.
Yeah, roll it around and I have no more time. You don't know what I'm up against. Because it's full of things that are only correct because they're grammatical, but they're tough on the ear. You see, this is a very wearying one. It's unpleasant to read. Unrewarding. Because Findus frees the cod at sea and then add a crumb crisp coating. That's tough, crumb crisp coating. I think, no, because of the way it's written, you need to break it up, because it's not as conversationally written. What?
Take crumb out.
Good. Here under protest is beef burgers. We know a little place in the American Far West where Charlie Briggs chops up the finest prairie-fed beef and tastes... This is a lot of shit, you know that. You want one more?
Yeah.
More on what beef?
You missed the first beef, actually, completely.
What do you mean, missed it?
You're emphasizing prairie fed.
But you can't emphasize beef. That's like his wanting me to emphasize in before July. Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. Right. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare. Will you do this? It's impossible.
Orson, you did six last year, and by far and away the best, and I know the reason.
The right reading for this is the one I'm giving it.
At the moment.
I spent 20 times more for you people than any other commercial I've ever made. You are such pests. Now, what is it you want?
No, I think...
In your depths of your ignorance, what is it you want? Whatever it is you want, I can't deliver because I just don't see it.
That was absolutely fine. It really was.
It isn't worth it. No money is worth it.
It's the season for bright, tempting dishes, for foods that radiate good cheer. It's the season for Kraft Salad Mustard. Foods fairly sparkle with appetite appeal when you add the tangy flavor of golden, creamy, smooth Kraft Salad Mustard. This mustard, with the just right spicing, peps up sausage and cold cuts, blends smoothly into keen-tasting cream sauces for vegetables, adds delicious flavor to golden eggs. Ask for this light, golden, creamy, smooth salad mustard made by Kraft. Or try that other favorite, Kraft mustard with horseradish added. Buy these two delicious mustards, salad mustard and horseradish mustard, both prepared by Kraft.
Happy Thanksgiving, WMFO Medford. Here's Orson Welles, drunk.
Action, Orson, please.
You just do anything?
No, it's a... Sorry, car. Now, rolling.
102, take two.
The French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There's a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. So Paul Masson.
102, take 3. Action, please.
Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There is a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. So Paul Masson, super.
Poor Orson Welles.
Thirsty people everywhere prefer ice cold Pepsi Cola, and because it's light, it refreshes without filling.
Charlie, be sociable.
I am, Kay. Pepsi is a favorite of thirsty people from Maine to Hawaii, from Alaska to Florida.
Charlie.
It's perfect for parties or picnics, so serve Pepsi to your guests.
That's helpful, but...
This is the sociable part. Keep plenty of Pepsi ice cold and ready. Remember, it goes fast because everybody likes Pepsi.
Singing still sounds more inviting. May I?
Be sociable, look smart, keep up to date with Pepsi. Drink light, refreshing Pepsi. Stay young and fair and debonair. Be sociable, have a Pepsi.
But singing doesn't say, pick up an extra carton of Pepsi today. Better yet, get a case.
You do that.
Shaver is the one beer to have when you have more than one. Shaver pressure doesn't fade even when your thirst is done. The most rewarding flavor in this man's world for people who are having fun. Yes, Shaver is the one beer to have when you have more than one.
Yeah. With a thirst like this, Louis's good for more than one beer. That's why this is a thirst for Shaver.
Yes, Shaver is the one beer to have when you have more than one.
Yeah.
We had some turkey, we had some peas, we had some beans up our nose, mashed potatoes. Let's move on to dessert, shall we?
I like it. I like the custard pie. I'm a fan of the custard pie. It's not the first pie I pick on the table, but it's probably the seventh or eighth.
We'll be right back.
swinging on the lawn, swinging by my mom, cause I ain't about a hoe. Swinging to the left, swinging to the right, thinking about baseball, I swing all night, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'll swing it in the living room, swinging in the kitchen. Mom's boxed down, cause I'm too busy bitching. Swing it in there, cause she wanted me to beat her. I mixed on the battery, and she lit the beater. My daughter no more.
Swing it, man. Swing it. The best song about pie, Warrant with Cherry Pie. Derek Gary keeps telling me every year that's not a song about pie. I don't know what he's talking about. Time travel here with you till 7 p.m. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
My brother Bill is in the army now. We heard from him today. His waistline's getting back to normal now. Here's what he had to say. Ma, I miss your apple pie. Ma, I miss your stew. Ma, they're treating me all right, but they can't cook like you. Oh, Ma, nobody's spoiling me like you used to do. They won't let me stay in bed until noon. At 5:45, they play me a tune. Oh, Ma, I miss your apple pie. And by the way, I miss you too. Well, and good for a guy, but one thing it lacks is your apple pie. Oh, Ma. Ma, I miss your apple pie. Ma, I miss your stew. Ma, they're treating me all right, but they can't cook like you. Oh, Ma. Nobody's spoiling me like you used to do.
they won't let me stay in bed until noon. At 5:45, they play me a tune. Oh, Ma, I miss your apple pie, and by the way, I miss you too. I miss your apple pie and miss you too, Ma.
Apple pan, Dottie makes your eyes light up. Your thumb is here, hobby, shoe fly pie. An apple pan, Dottie, I'll never get enough of that wonderful star. Shoe fly pie, an apple pan, Dottie makes the sun come out when heavens are cloudy. Shoe fly pie, an apple pan, Dottie, I'll never get enough of that wonderful star. Mama, when you bake, Mama, I don't want cake. Mama, for my sake, go to the oven and make some ever-loving shoe fly pie. An apple pan, Dottie, makes your eyes light up. Your tummy say a hottie, shoe fly pie. An apple pan, Dottie, I never get enough of that wonderful star. An apple pan, Dottie, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoo, shoo, fly by. Shoo, shoo, fly by. Shoo, shoo, fly by. An apple pan, Dottie, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Fly by, fly by. An apple pan, Dottie.
We're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. We've got all night to booze, and there ain't no room for food, and you're not our wife, you are our mom. We'll try the pie and cake, just don't make a plate for us, 'cause we ate all day, we are all done. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. No, no more squash and dumplings. No giblets, no damn stuffing. We don't want nothing, not a roll from you. Our stomachs are stretched and loaded. We think the yams were frozen. If that's turkey breast, your breast won't do. No, no, it's night. Yeah, we're full. Yeah, no meat. Yeah, no peas. So we're not gonna eat that. Oh no, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that.
Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. No way.
You're so skinny, I haven't seen you in so long. More oven roasted turkey breast?
No.
Garlic mashed potatoes?
No.
Spiraled ham?
No.
Deviled eggs?
No.
More buffalo chicken?
No.
Pecan pie?
No.
Fudgicle?
No.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat?
No.
Gazpacho?
No.
Spam?
No.
Salami and cheese?
Nah.
Rutabagas?
No.
I have some nice tang?
No.
Picking a poke?
No.
You want to order takeout?
No.
No. No. It's night. Yeah, we're full. Yeah, no corn. Yeah, no cheese. Yeah. We're not gonna eat that. Oh no, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore.
Just you try and make us.
Oh, we're not gonna eat that.
Come on.
Oh no, we ain't
we're
gonna eat
that.
We're both
nauseous and drunk.
Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore.
I feel I weigh 220. Mashed potatoes. More green bean casserole.
No.
Stop it.
And casserole.
Are you still awake?
No.
I brought you a cupcake.
Wake up.
All right, there's your Thanksgiving turkey dinner time travel version here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. The last one, of course, was myself and little Rick Cormier at the end. We're not going to eat that. I always think I should have done we're not going to taste it. But I did eat that, and you got to live with it. I could redo it, but I'm not going to. Not this year. No thanks. You guys get the idea. Next is going to be a smattering of songs for the last 30-odd minutes here. Songs about being thankful, songs about those darker moments at 2020 Thanksgiving. Here you go.
I should stay away, 'cause you have trouble breathing. So Thanksgiving we're conceding that we'll be far away and eating. And I know you make the best mashed potatoes ever. And your turkey is delicious. However, every moment spent with you could be a super spread. Your southern cornbread dressing. But if we held hands for the blessing, I'd be super duper stressing. So we'll stay home and cook and try to keep the turkey from trying. But at least we won't be responsible for anyone dying. And nobody's dying. Thanksgiving. I don't
love in the room. No love in the room.
Mama's gone her way, daddy's gone his. I wonder how long it's been since they've kissed.
No love in the room.
Ticking of the clock's the only sound I've heard.
No love in the room.
Try. Cause I just can't sit back and watch our family die. There's no love in the room. It's almost empty. There's
no love in the room. Oh God, we don't have any. There's no love in the room.
It's almost empty. There's
no love in the room.
What did you do with my safety pin? What is this?
Tell the truth, y'all. Got to tell the truth. Tell the truth, y'all. We got to tell the truth. We want to talk about family names tonight. Excuse me, sir. What's your family name?
Kirschman.
It's not bad. We're going to change your name tonight. Your new name is Blackburn. You cool with that? What's your name, madam?
Rebecca.
And what's your last name, Rebecca?
Schindler.
Oh, we're gonna give you a new name. night, Rebecca. Outlaw. Rebecca Outlaw. What's your name?
Restful.
We're gonna change your name to Lynch. Work with it. Clap your hands, y'all. Clap your hands. Talking about family names tonight. If you wanna go higher, then we got to get deep. If you wanna go higher, oh, then we got to get deep. Portland, you still with me tonight?
Special night, honey.
It sure was. Boy, that's a big tree.
Thank goodness you bought that ladder.
No kidding. Thanks for steadying me a few times there.
Well, I want this to be a safe holiday season.
Oh, is that why you kept moving my ornaments?
No, you had them out of the kids' reach. You just put them in the crummiest places.
Oh, yeah. Well, as long as Jenny can't eat the pretty ones or John can't play ball with the glass balls.
Remember last year when Jenny was chewing on that wooden candy cane ornament?
Yeah.
We had to take anything that even looked like food off the tree. It was nice of the Wilsons to bring us a gift.
How about the way Ted showed me to open that bottle? Why are you smiling?
I remember when popping corks and spraying bubbly was part of every uncorking.
Well, I'm learning. Just like I've learned to keep extension cords out of the kids' way.
Right. That's another thing Jenny can't chew on this year.
Or pull, or trip over. Now everything's safely arranged for tomorrow morning.
I can hardly wait to see their faces.
Yeah.
The international struggles of our world may lead to
nuclear holocaust.
To survive, you must have protection from radioactive fallout.
In the past, heavy equipment necessitated a long, costly operation for out-of-home shelter installation.
Today, Survive All basement-type shelters offer a combination steel and concrete do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved, Survive All offers maximum protection from fallout and falling debris, plus a basic equipment kit for family survival.
There's low initial cost and FHA approval. Nothing down in 5 years to pay.
For your family's protection, see a Survive All shelter today.
I'm going to leave you with Duran Duran. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Be thankful. Because life is indeed a blessing. Time Travel with Chris Earl here with you every Wednesday night, 5 to 7 p.m. WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Will you turkey shut the hell up? I'm on the radio.
Refuse to shine.
would still be loving you. Mountains crumble to the sea. There would still be you and
this is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Oh, I love you. Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey to eat. So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it. But I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me. Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded Darryl Strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD. White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Oh, turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.